Wednesday, June 26th. You're going to have to wait another day for my huge Sesame Place review because it is now, 11:37 p.m. Wednesday night. I am in Brooklyn. We decided, probably last night we decided, but we decided, you know what, if we're going to wake up early Thursday and just head back to Brooklyn, why not do it Wednesday night after our day at Sesame Place? Because staying in the, Spring Hill Suites Marriott, it's just not that exciting and hard to sleep in a room with four people, two of them being under the age of five, or five and under. So we're like, why not go sleep in our own beds? So at around, 6:30 p.m., we got in the car with the plan of still having the boys like stay up a little later than normal. We're gonna order and pick up our favorite sushi place around 8 p.m. It's like only a 90-minute drive back to Brooklyn. By the way, that's one of the things I'll talk about when I talk about Sesame Place, but just a little quick aside. Do you realize how close Brooklyn is to Sesame Place? An hour and 20 minutes to get there. Hour and a half, supposedly, to get back. Anyway, at some point in our drive, my dashboard gave me this little notification. Warning, back left tire can use some air. Now, I mentioned this to my wife. I'm like, oh, they're giving me one of these stupid warnings again, which this specific one happened once before when it like was like a freezing cold day and like two of the wheels all of a sudden were like needed air. And I was like, I don't know about this. And I just like went on with my life, even though this kept saying the thing. This time though, I kept looking at it. I'm like, okay, how do I know when to take this thing seriously? The answer is, in this case, immediately, because within a half hour from when the thing went on, I'm on a highway, I-95, heading back 45 minutes from Brooklyn, and my car, you know the highway, like, if you pull over too far to the left shoulder, you get it like, there's like that, like, rigid ground path thing that, like, supposed to, I guess, wake you up, essentially, if you, like, doze off and veer off to the left and are gonna hurt yourself. It was like that, but in the middle of the road, I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck? Something's up. We have a flat. Pull over to the left shoulder on this busy highway. And sure enough, that back left tire that they were warning me about was fucking demolished. Call our insurance company, roadside assistance, speak to them for a few minutes. They determine that we're on some like restricted highway. And while they're doing that, a police officer pulls up behind us and he comes over to the window and he's like, I can get a maintenance guy over here. I'm like, okay. And so they bring a guy out 20 minutes later. And then, well, by the way, I have a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old in the back seat. 5-year-old sleeping, 2-year-old nonstop talking, requesting music every 2 seconds. Even though we're pulling over on the side of the road with cars zooming by us. Daddy, how about the Moana song? Anyway. So this dude shows up to just change our tire. He says it's going to be $63. I give him a credit card. Great. He pulls out his tools, gets the shit out of my trunk, gets my spare tire out. Hey, where's the wheel lock key or some bullshit like that? I'm like, bro, what the fuck do I know? Where would it be? He's like, I don't know, center console, glove compartment. Not there, not anywhere. He can't do anything. He's like, I'm going to have to call a tow truck. Okay. And I'm like, what can the tow truck do for us? Where it's, you know, now it's 8 o'clock at night, 8:30, whatever. What can a tow truck do for us? Well, they can take you anywhere you want. They're going to charge you though. I'm like, okay. No place to fix this is going to be open right now. And like, since we can't get the wheels off, he's like, you have to go to Nissan because our car is a Nissan. I'm like, okay. I call the Nissan closest to us in Brooklyn, which is in Bay Ridge. I'm like, hey, I know you're closed or going to be closed in 20 minutes. If I get towed there, can I leave the car and then come in the morning? No, you have to like park it on the street somewhere by nearby and then call us in the morning, something like that. I'm like, that sounds like a fucking disaster. Do we like take it to somewhere close by and then take an Uber home for 40 minutes. We have two kids and car seats with Uber is tough, whatever. Oh my God, such a disaster. Half hour later, a tow truck guy shows up. He's like, without going through the whole fucking thing, the four of us got in his car while he towed our car and we're just like, take us home. And not knowing where we're going to leave our car, we're like, all right, we'll just find a spot. We'll park it illegally on Court Street, the main street in our neighborhood, just something. We just like, at this point, you know, we left at 6:30 and it's now, I don't know, 9:30. We're like, just take us home. So he was awesome. Irwin, shout out to him. He got us back to Brooklyn. We like found a spot. He like drove, like, got it off the car, parked it in a spot, and now it's, you know, a block and a half away from our house. And in the morning I have to call Nissan, and I don't know if they're going to come get it. I don't know how that's going to work. I might have to have it towed again. But I think there's one clear lesson here, and like, who knows what's going to happen with insurance, because the tow truck was $650. So I'm like, now I have to deal with them reimbursing me for that, and who knows what Nissan's going to charge me. Although Nissan's at fault here for not having the fucking wheel lock, lug nut, whatever fucking thing in the car in the first place. So this has disaster all over it. I don't know. But I think the moral of the story is you leave fucking sesame anything earlier than you should, and you're going to pay the consequences.